Welcome to episode 3 of Tea Time, the only fantasy football podcast dedicated to tea with Miss McGill Fantasy League. I'm here with special guest, owner and operator of OJ Parole Board, Joshua Kahn. We discuss all the happenings in the NFL and in our fantasy league. Let's go! That's right. Welcome to week 3 of the Tea Time of Fantasy Football Podcast. Here with my special guest, owner and operator of OJ's Parole Board,
Joshua, the one and only Kahn.
That's right. That's the voice you hear on the other side of the mic. Josh Kahn coming in hot off a big win. So we'll get to that later. Let's talk about the first matchup of the week. One of the biggest surprises of the week in a week in the NFL that was just completely and totally messed up. The Crazy Canadians played balls deep, and wouldn't you know, the Crazy Canadians get on the board.
Ludicrous. Absolute ludicrous. You know, Dave, before we get into these matchups, I just wanted to take a chance and just distribute my appreciation to you for giving me an opportunity to partake in this wonderful, wonderful podcast that you have going on for Tea Time with Miss McGill.
Well, appreciate it. Kissing the host's ass will get you booked anytime.
I blow the warmest smoke.
So did the Canadians finally win a game, so we don't have to blame Canada anymore? It's amazing. 147-109. That moves Marcel up to ninth place.
You know, Joe just kind of lingering around there. Thought he'd be able to, you know, thought he was gonna enjoy a third win there. Marcel and myself, we're no longer considered bye weeks anymore. So yeah. Awesome. Way to go, Marcel.
Yes, the Furries finally lose a game, led really by a poor tight end playing Ingram, 2 points, and then Amari Cooper, 3.7 points out of a starting wide receiver, WR1 there. Not good.
Yeah, you know, I saw while I was watching the Giants game, they cut back out to Evan Ingram there, and he just looked really grumpy, and I'm not sure what caused that. I'm not sure if it was an injury or something like that, but, you know, hey, 2.9 points a game for a tight end, I'd be pretty grumpy too.
Yeah, absolutely. Bright spots for him is I think Joe Mixon will be back either next week or week 5, one of the two, which really helps out the team for him. And, I mean, I was trying to get this player off his team before the news broke, but Josh Gordon going to the Patriots, there's some breakout games in his future.
Yeah, you and I both know that Patriots offense is going to be able to utilize him when it counts most. He may just kind of skirt by during the regular season, but when they become a playoff contender, he's prone to making big plays for him for sure. The one thing I want to segue over to with Balls Deep is, you know, that little Tonka tank they have going on with Austin Eckler. I mean, if you look at his points per game so far in the first two, relatively respectable. I can't disagree with him starting him as a flex option this week, but unfortunately, you know, he kind of may or may not shit his pants this week. Hopefully he's on the uptake, and you know, this week 3 was just a fluke.
Yeah, good news for him is he didn't leave any bench points there. You know, only Philip Rivers had any points at all, and he still had less than Roethlisberger. Let's go over to the first-time winner. Welcome to the league, Marcel Papineau.
Yeah, hey, Marcel, welcome. Hopefully the shoulder heals quickly. Yeah, what did Jeff Comerford say, 6 weeks?
He said 6 weeks, huh? Yeah, right. But, no, big points out of Thielen, Barkley, Robert Woods there. Everyone on his team really came through with double-digit points where you expect them. And he has Alex Smith as a quarterback, which is always tremendous.
Tremendous may or may not be an understatement, you know. Looking at one surprise there, even in a losing effort, I mean, they got their asses absolutely handed to them by Buffalo. The Minnesota wide receiver, Adam Thielen, 24.5 points. pretty impressive in a losing effort. 14 receptions, 105 receiving yards. Kudos to him.
Yeah, they had to throw the ball a lot in the second half, obviously, being down by, what was it, 27 at the half, I believe, or was it 21?
It might have even been down at the end of the first quarter.
The Buffalo Bills Twitter didn't know where Wisconsin and Minnesota actually were. They got them confused, but they still, the team managed to show up and kick the shit out of the Vikings there. But pro tip, Vikings are catching 7 points going to L.A. on Thursday night. You go ahead and take that road dog there, because I think they're due for a angry comeback, and they won't look that flat again.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest betting man. You know, Boyle probably is. He'll put his money down there. But, hey, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, so recap, Joe moves to 2-1, third place, and Crazy Nickens move to 1-2 in ninth place. So now we'll go to the next matchup of the game here.
You'll be lucky if you're drafted by the Tallahassee Warhogs.
Yeah, Tallahassee Warhogs versus the obviously well-done Wooderson here.
You just gotta keep lending, man. L-I-V-I-N.
Wooderson finally took my vice, played Patrick Mahomes, and wouldn't you know it, Drew Brees got 15 more points than him.
Yeah, the man is an absolute legend over there. But, you know, there's been a lot of talk, you know, on ESPN, a lot of those NFL shows about Patrick Mahomes and whether or not we've seen the ceiling for him yet. And, you know, I'm not sure just yet. You know, he looks like a pretty pure passer, back in the pocket. And, you know, hopefully it's not just a flash in the pan there for him.
Yeah, I think he's got enough weapons over there. He's got Hill and Kelsey and that other guy that's good. What's his name?
Hill, Kelsey, and who? Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, but there's one more. There's the driver.
Oh, Kareem Hunt?
Hunt, yeah.
Actually said Hill first, so my bad.
Yeah, so Hunt, yeah, they got plenty of guys over there to catch balls. Wooderson could ask, might want to look at getting rid of Larry Fitzgerald. He is on the downward side of his career, absolutely.
But you know what? Everybody is still pushing that boat along the river. Regardless of how much it's against the current, everybody's drinking that Kool-Aid. And, you know, in another league I play in, I started him and sat Robert Woods, and we ended up losing because we left all the points on the bench. So, you know, another thing to factor in, he had a bit of a hamstring injury. He was listed on the injury report last week, and you know, those wide receivers definitely rely on those hammies to make those cashos check. So, unfortunately, you know, maybe he's playing with a little bit of a niggle. And, you know, hopefully we haven't seen the end of the great Fitz.
He's 47 years old, Josh. His hamstrings are going to hurt for the rest of his life.
I'm surprised they haven't popped yet.
Yes, he is looking his age. He might not be able to cut it in the men's league at Pineville right about now. He's so old.
Well, hey. But, you know, unfortunately, Wooderson didn't really have to matter. Once he got to 100 points, it's pretty much a guaranteed win against Craig, because I don't think Tallahassee Warhawks has even broken 100 points yet. Well, he might have, but I don't think he's broken 120 yet this season.
No. It's the word of advice for Tallahassee Warhawks, just quit.
Kids, you tried your best, and you failed miserably. The lesson is, never try.
Yes, to Craig, just stop trying. Give up, trade your players away. But at least I can't wait till he has to start Case Keenum when Aaron Rodgers goes on bye week in a few weeks, because that guy is an electric factory out there putting up 6 to 7 points per week.
Yeah, I mean, electric is the word I would definitely use.
Yes. As an electrocute yourself because you suck.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so to recap, Tallahassee Warhawks go to 1-2. How'd they even win one? How did that happen?
Well, you just want to move on to the next matchup, because I may or may not have been a contributing factor to Craig's only win so far this season.
Gotcha. Well, he moves down to 11th place. Not many places to go from there. And Wooderson up to 2-1, 6th place, securely in a playoff spot if they start today, but they don't. So I think he's going to move himself right out of the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see as the season goes along. You know, Tallahassee Warhogs, you know, hopefully they get their fantasy slump taken care of, but I'm not betting on that at all.
I would not either. And next matchup, where one team has a good name and the other team is good.
Yep. Yep, you got Boyle taking on Jay Bird over there. You know, even with a busted ACL and knee, Jimmy Garoppolo still puts up 23 points. You know, it's unfortunate that he went out late in that game because who knows what type of magic he would have been able to put forth and hopefully win the game for the 49ers. But unfortunately, it wasn't in the cards for him and done for the season.
Yeah, he is out for the year, so he has more time to chase porn stars, I believe, according to his Instagram, maybe.
You know, why doesn't he just go back to New England and hang out on the sidelines for the rest of the season?
Well, I've got no good reason why not to. I mean, they might as well take him back. Maybe they'll get him cheap. I've heard San Francisco's going to sign Kaepernick, though, so we have to look forward to him playing soon.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Yes. San Francisco, for the record, has 5 more primetime games this year that are just going to be awesome with CJ, whatever his name is, that's his new quarterback. Luckily for Sauce's Mittens, he has the quarterbacks to handle this type of blow because he did have 2 quarterbacks on his bench. One, Matt Ryan, you know, put up 40. See, I'm not good at math here, Josh. Let me help you out. Twat got 106. Sasha's Mitchell's got 99. Jimmy G got 22. Matt Ryan, 40. Is the 20-point difference enough for him to have won the game?
You know, he had enough points to win and then deposit some points to Craig to allow him to win, too. So
that's very helpful. I guess he won't be able to make that mistake next week. Seems Jimmy G's out. So Matt Ryan's new starting quarterback for the Sausage Mittens. And really, after that, they had some guys on their team just doing nothing. Diggs got hurt. I think he's coming back next week, though, but didn't he miss, like, most of the game with a hamstring?
Yeah, I think he actually didn't, you know, that second half of the game, he was definitely out. You know, I didn't see what he was listed on the injury report going, you know, following the game, but I definitely think he got hurt. You know, and the thing is, you know, Boyle's always a top competitor in the fantasy leagues, you know, in the past. I'm not sure how he did in season one. I wasn't a part of that season, not cool enough. I was part of Joe's team. That's probably why. But
he got cut, so that's okay.
Well, when you get your money in the parking lot, you know, hey, anyways, still a little bit of a sore subject, but, you know, anytime Boyle puts up less than 110, you know, you have a chance to take him down and, you know, Sausage Mittens, unfortunately have the mittens in his pocket, playing a little bit of pocket pool there and, you know, left all the points on the bench and, couldn't pull that win out there.
Yeah. But Ridley in, Atlanta there, I have him on another one of my fans teams, and I left him on the bench as well this week, but I think that's going to be the last time I ever do that, and I assume Boyle will have the same outlook, because that guy is amazing. Now, with him and Julio going out there, makes Matt Ryan more valuable, and I think it'll help out Julio in the next couple weeks, too, where they get maybe some double coverage on that side of the field.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, Calvin Ridley had a phenomenal game. I think it was a 3-touchdown performance, which I'm not saying is unheard of. He has a phenomenal build, great, absolute, you know, athlete and physical specimen, but you know, it's kind of hard to predict that. But you know, if you look at what he's capable of doing, you know, not just in this performance but his performances in the past, he's a very capable wide receiver. And you know, with the performance he provided this week, he's a legitimate WR3 WR2 contender and or a flex option. So you know, Boyle has some options and some arsenal back there. I mean, the Matt Breida running back, you know, I'm not sure how significant. I think he got a little bit of an injury during that San Francisco game. But, you know, he's definitely a great candidate. But looking at what Boyle has on offer, I mean, James Conner, great foresight there to pull him out. And Christian McCaffrey, you know, personally, I may or may not regret not keeping him. So you're welcome, Boyle.
Yeah, you were talking about the athletic specimen that is Ridley. I think you mentioned his abs. Did you happen to check out his wrench? How is that looking?
I think it hangs past the knee there.
Oh, okay. So he's got a Shanko down there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not familiar with what those look like. I mean, mine just barely gets past the thigh.
Yeah, well, it's past the thigh, huh?
Mid-thigh.
Mid-thigh, yeah, I gotcha. That's not true at all.
They don't know that. They can't see my pants are off, Dave.
We've all sharred with you, Josh. Don't try and get anything over on us.
Hello, I've accidentally painted a gentleman's sausage.
So let's hear from this week's sponsor, and we'll be right back after these commercial breaks. This week's podcast is brought to you by Blind Pig of Noda. Special event this Saturday night, started at 9 o'clock, the Blind Pig hockey team's victory party.
You know, for all those Wheelhouse members that want to come out and celebrate last season's championship victory for the Blind Pig with us, free Bickleback shots. You know, Boyle after I'm done stopping you on a breakaway, Wickland after I'm done making a glove save on your breakaway. Come on out. Pickleback shots on me.
That's right. Blind Pig of Notice. This Saturday night, 9 o'clock, the Blind Pig Victory Party. Welcome back. And now that we're done with those matchups that left a lot to be desired, you know, with both most of the teams putting up just around 100 points, we're time now. It's time for the main event of the week. Definitely the best game of the week by far. Dropping Loads versus It's for Goldberg. Final score, 137 to 125. Dropping Loads was down 30 points going into Monday Night Football. And then...
Oh, yeah, Dropping Loads.
Just received a nice big pearl necklace from Jeff there.
Yep, right. Jeff put on the necklace there. All over Goldberg's face with 17 points out of a defense. That hurts. Just made a, I guess there's no magic left in Fitzmagic with three interceptions and a fumble.
Yeah, and if you look at some of those overthrows he put forth last night, I mean, I'm not sure what was worse. Some of the overthrows we saw from Cam Newton in seasons past or what Fitzpatrick put forth last night. I mean, it was wretched.
Yeah, and then he had Juju Smith-Schuster pick up 20 as well in Monday Night Football. That's just a heart. That's a knife to the gut there when you're sitting there on going into Monday Night, going, "All right, that's gotta save." You know, watch out for one performance up 30 points. Should be easy. Defense kicker and one player, really, really tough.
Yeah, you know, I kind of want. I've seen Greg throw some temper tantrums on the ice. I wonder what type of tantrum he threw last night when he realized he was gonna lose.
It couldn't have been pretty. And what is with goalies? All right, I got a question now because I saw your car pull up in the parking lot when you pulled up here, and you got that personalized license plate that says goalie. I know another goalie that has this one that says glove save. Is that why you went with goalie, because glove save was already taken? Or?
Well, I don't make too many glove saves, so I went with something a little more generic, Dave. And to be a little more specific, if you look at the air quotes up on the back of my license plate, it's a little more figurative with the air quotes. It's not a I may or may not be considered a goalie on some Sunday evenings.
I see. Does your fellow goalie here, Watterson, have a personalized license plate that says something silly?
You know, I haven't stalked him enough. I'll add him to the list.
Yeah, you add him to the list. He also plays lacrosse goalie, so I'm sure it's something like balls in the face or something is what his license plate says.
Sure, yeah. You know, he's just used to taking them right off the chin, cheeks, face, neck area, anywhere around the face.
Yeah, anywhere in the face, a ball is what Goldberg's looking for. But he had a good performance. 125 is no joke. I think fourth highest in the league this week.
Craig would be happy.
Well, that would have been Craig's better than any of his season totals.
Touche.
But yeah, he still sits there. He's on top of the 1-2s. Of the guys 1-2, he's got the most points. He just played a lot of hard matchups. Sometimes matchups just don't go your way. His team's pretty solid.
Wait, Dave, he played a hard matchup? I'm flattered. How was his first matchup?
Oh, well, we won that one. That's the only one he's won. The last 2 weeks, he's been in good matchups against players that actually, you know, have a team.
Sure, yeah. If you look at my team, you know, there's probably a lot of people scratching their heads. How did he even win? I can't even answer that question.
Yeah, we don't know. But and then Dropping Loads, he's won this week, so he gets off the snide. And also, he's got Le'Veon Bell on his bench that apparently is getting traded maybe to the Jets, maybe to Cleveland, I've heard. I mean, that sound terrible options for fantasy, but it's better than him sitting on his bench.
Yeah, you know, I don't think him wearing a Pittsburgh jersey for the is going to happen. That's not in the near future. I'm not sure what type of magic Mike Tomlin can work out there. But I think, you know, both feet are out the door there for Le'Veon Bell, and he's looking for a new team, just like you said. We'll see where he ends up. Any team in the NFL will be glad to have him. Hey, maybe even my 3-0 Miami Dolphins might like to take him.
Right, and as soon as he does get Bell traded to someone useful, Johnson on the bench there for Detroit is going to be a very hot trade bait option, I do believe, because he'll have four wide running backs that are all pretty talented, and You can definitely, if you need to get rid of him, just give me a call. I'm happy to take him off your hands to add to the juggernaut that is my team. But
look at some game tape there for Johnson, the man can bust through a hole. You know, there's things there that aren't even visible, but he sees them, and he's great, absolutely quick, can cut. You know, he has all the utilities and all those tools you need to be a successful running back in the NFL.
Yeah, he's doing well. And also, I did see on the trade rumor board, Amo is shopping quarterbacks. So let's pull his team up here again one more time, because I can't remember who he has, because they're not good, right? Are they any good? Oh, yeah, he's got Breeze and Mahomes. That's right.
Yeah, so he has two solid quarterbacks there. You know, looking at that, the Mahomes, I think, you know, all 11 other teams in the league would be happy to have him and work a trade for him, because, you know, it's just like Fitzpatrick. You know, you picked him off based off his picked him up off his week one performance, and, you know, he rewarded you in week two. You know, you'd be silly to not pick him up or at least try and offer something or take a trade for either one of those two stellar quarterbacks. You know, because regardless of what you want to say about Drew Brees' age, he's still a competitor and still has something left in the tank to provide.
Yeah, he is. He's still top of his game, putting up points, especially at home. I would say that if I was him, that's tough. I'd trade him, I guess, and keep Mahomes. That's a tough one. Because either whatever he does, and I think that's what he's trading him for, is it's going to be the wrong pick. Every week, it's going to be the wrong guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the gamble that fantasy is. But, hey, you know, I might have a couple options or trade proposals for you to send your way, and let's see if we can't cut a deal.
Yeah, everyone gets a trade proposal from Josh once a week. That's the way it works, and the way we like it.
Yeah, I just wish a lot more of them were accepted.
Yes. So let's work on to the next matchup.
Can we circle back for one second? Did anybody see Lindsay throw that punch on the sideline?
It was a punch. It wasn't a good one, but it was a punch.
All right, yeah, because I saw the highlight. I didn't see much in it. I don't think it actually warranted him being kicked out.
Well, he should be kicked out for being stupid, because the guy's got a full face mask on the damn metal helmet. I mean, what the hell are you going to do? Break your freaking hand? What kind of Neanderthal idiot punches someone square in the bucket like that?
Speaking of Neanderthals, Greg Watterson.
Well, that was rough. Is that a goalie-on-goalie crime there?
Well, you know, it may or may not be. We'll see how it goes on ice.
Yeah, well, Saturday night, come one, come all, to the big matchup between Wheelhouse Media and the Blind Pig. I'm glad you got your jerseys back. You know, the butt cheeks let you use them this year after taking the summer off with them. It's good to see them, because you guys look good in yellow, especially Wicklin.
Wicklin and Boyle look a lot faster.
Whoa, Boyle hasn't been fast since third grade.
Don't tell him that.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, moving on to the next matchup. Took on OJ's parole board. Josh, you got a win. That's how you got on the podcast. Moves up to 1-2 in 10th place. Knocked off previous undefeated Bobby. Please, the floor is yours.
Well, you know, I think irony is a good word to use here, seeing as though there was a lot of shit talked over the first 2 weeks. Me and Marcel being bye weeks, well, you know, that's no longer the case. The bear of a lot of jokes. And, you know, taking all of that into consideration, 5 minutes into the 1 o'clock games on Sunday, I got a text from Bobby. Hey, man, I don't think I'm pulling it out this week. I just had to sit there and laugh there for a moment. Watch the games roll through. I was happy with everybody's performance. I was a little skeptical about Kareem Hunt after those first two games. You know, he was a little shoddy, but I knew Andy Reid would work him back into the offense and everything would work itself out. You know, and again, even in a losing effort, you know, absolutely got their asses handed to them by Buffalo. Kyle Rudolph still sneaks away, I think, with you know, a touchdown and you know, enough yards to save the day for me. And who knew TJ Yeldon would be, you know, a viable flex / RB2 option behind you know, Leonard Fournette, regardless of him being injured or not. Those grunting sounds are not me right now, by the way. That's the wonderful Zelda.
Yeah, we got another mascot, and there's only one way to describe this matchup from what I saw.
Sexual device out of his pants.
That's exactly what OJ's parole did to hit him with the hind. Pulls it out, bent him over, prison style. OJ knows all about it. took him to task. It just was an ugly game from him with 88 points, second lowest in the league this week, because, I mean, Craig's still in the league, so 88 is still the second lowest. But it was a complete and total beating that just could not be matched. Bobby, you came on the podcast, you talk shit, and this is what happened.
Got stomped.
It didn't look good. Nothing looked good. It was a terrible embarrassment to fantasy football.
And looking at it, I don't mean to interrupt, Dave, but he didn't even have enough points on the board to wipe my ass.
Well, wipe your ass. Would that be, what was the running back that wiped his ass this week? The Jets guy that wiped his ass and the Browns beat him?
Was it Powell?
Yeah, Powell, I think it was, yeah. But
definitely a celebration for the ages.
Yeah. But, you know, again, Kirk Cousins.
You like that? You like that?
11 points. Yeah. Do you like that?
In all fairness to Kirk Cousins, you know, I thought about starting him in another league, you know, because you look at that Bills matchup. You think he's just in there, you know, the Vikings are playing at home. You think they're just going to have the way with Buffalo. And then you see Superman Allen just absolutely running, jumping over hurdling tacklers, you know, diving for end zones. I mean, I'm not sure the last time the Bills saw that type of energy back there in the pocket for, as a, you know, with respect to their quarterback. I mean, Doug Flutie, maybe?
The last time I saw any Bills affiliation jump that high, broke a table. Let's put it that way.
What about a broken foot?
He might have broke a foot, might have broke a table. We're not real sure. But just remember, Josh Allen is tall.
Yeah, big boy, that's for sure.
All right, we'll go on, do one more commercial break from our sponsors, then our final matchup. That segment was brought to you by Bailey's Pub. Are you a degenerate with no job and nothing to do on a Sunday night? Then come out to Bailey's Pub and play in the beer pong tournament. First prize, $50 gift card to Bailey's. If beer pong isn't your style, you can join the dance contest. Well, it's not really a dance contest. It's just two losers in jumpsuits dancing to songs. If that doesn't interest you, we have karaoke and Bud Light specials. Come out to Bailey's Pub on Sunday night and hang with the losers. Welcome back, and now we're going to talk about the last matchup of the evening. A real barn burner between... the defending champ, Mr. W, taking on... myself, Ginger Jesus.
The one, the only.
You know, it's been an easy season so far.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
As Dave brushes the dust off of his shoulders.
Yes, it's been an easy 3 weeks here. Just lone first place, 3-0.
Did you even break 500 last season?
That's not important. Last season was in the past. We're on to this year.
Fair enough.
But, yes, 3-0, sitting pretty. Most points in the league, no problem.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think you've had at least 130 points in each of your games so far.
Yeah, I do believe. And, you know, top running back, Shady McCoy, sits on the bench, no problem.
Yeah, hey, you're welcome for that. I mean, I think Craig would appreciate 130 points a week.
Well, Craig would appreciate 100 points a week. Let's be honest here. I mean, this is... you know, what it is. But, you know, we got big matchup against the defending champ. It came out on top.
V-Man! You gotta beat V-Man!
Woo! Just like Mr. Ric Flair himself punked out Wicklund at Poor Richards, I punked him out this week in fantasy football. Josh, I got nothing to say to that. He's just hanging out over there. But we'll tell you who led my team to victory. Obviously, Cam Newton, Superman, putting up 29, as always. Julio Jones, a little down week, still okay. But AK-41, my man, 34 points, looking great, looking like the true stud he is. And really, I don't see any stop my team. I think I'm predicting about week 8 lose, go about 7-1. Come to the playoffs around 11-2, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But it's looking good.
That's funny. I'm thinking the same thing for the Dolphins this season.
Oh, yeah. The Dolphins will definitely be 3-1 after this week.
Well, we'll see. Again, I'm not counting my chickens too early. We'll see how they fare after this big AFC East battle.
Yeah. But Mr. W got good points. I mean, 130. I had to beat basically everybody in the league.
Yep.
And came out just a little short, but he did get 18 points out of Matt Stafford. More importantly, Lions won a game.
Let's just go back and assess the real mistake from last week for Mr. W. You know, I'm a Miami guy. You know, Dolphins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes. So I like Njoku. I like Duke Johnson Jr. But that mistake right there cost you the week. You know, if you factor in Marshawn Lynch, who's pretty much guaranteed goal line ball, he's going to punch in a touchdown. I think he's good for at least one a game. And you could have used that one touchdown a game today, this week.
He still would have been 5 points short and lost. But, you know, it's a good effort. Good effort.
Solid effort.
Solid effort. No, he would have came up just a little bit short if he would have started Fitzpatrick and Lynch instead of Stafford and Duke Johnson. He would have won the game by a few, I think six, maybe four or five, somewhere right in there. But definitely looked good, putting up 133, sitting at 1-2 in seventh place. But we have to all agree that his team's a little better than that. He'll be definitely a playoff contender. Gurley is going to get 20 points no matter what.
Guaranteed a game, yeah. The only question I have is, you know, Kenny Stills, you know, again, I love the Miami Dolphins. I can't drink that Kool-Aid just yet. Obviously, he had a good week this week, you know, a receiving touchdown, 61 reception yards. But I'm still, you know, that's a bit of a gamble for me. I can't buy into that because you don't know what the Miami Dolphins are going to do from, you know, offensive side of the football.
No, you really can't. But they are, I mean, they're a viable team. They're definitely going to be there all year long in the hunt for that division because, really, they got the Bills and the Jets in that division.
And both teams seem like they're struggling. I mean, every single week, the Bills, except for last week, and the Jets leave the field. There's this big doo-doo mark running right between their butt cheeks.
Yeah, so they do shit their pants a lot. And luckily for them, even like the Patriots defense is garbage. I mean, it's dog shit defense. That's why Detroit managed to put up so many points on them, and everyone else put up points on them. It's just a matter of can Brady outscore them.
That's exactly what it comes down to. I personally regret putting the New England Patriots on defense this week. I thought it'd be a good matchup for the Patriots defense, but that proved wrong.
Yep. So I think that about wraps it up from this week. You got anything to add there, Josh?
Everybody, you know, I know I'm a lightning rod just because of how successful I am, but the best only produce the most hate, so keep on hating because that reinsures I'm the best.
All right. And remember, following the 6:35 game at Pineville Ice House this Saturday night, there will be a party at the Blind Pig to celebrate a championship. All members of the Wheelhouse Media team are, you know, welcome to come hang out, drink some beers, pretend to be champions for a little bit, and enjoy it.
I'm really good at Jenga, so if anybody wants to play, I'm cool with playing.
Hey, Jenga. Remember to follow me on Twitter at GingerJesusFF. The first F is for football. The second one is for you. We're out of here.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Hey, McCracken.
Dunlop, you suck cock.
All I can get.